When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The John Cordray Show, number 13. Do you have an inner critic? You know, that voice in your head that condemns just about everything you do, blaming, criticizing, and belittling every thought and action? Well, today's episode, I'm going to teach you how to kick your inner critic's butt.
This is The John Cordray Show, the infusion of mental health and healthy living. Welcome to the green zone of inspiration, encouragement, and enlightenment. Discover how you can feel better so you can start living better. And now, your host, your friendly neighborhood therapist, a national certified counselor, a leading voice of emotionally healthy living, and the mental health dude, John Cordray.
Welcome to the John Cordray Show. My name is John Cordray. I am your host for today, and I am very happy that you're here. Really appreciate it. Today is episode 13. How to kick your inner critic's butt. I am really excited to talk about today's topic because I think this is something that most people, if not everyone, at some point in their life kind of goes through. And that is having that, or battling the inner critic, the inner voice that's in your head that condemns everything that you do. It blames you, it criticizes you, it belittles you. With every thought or action that you might do, you blame yourself and saying that was stupid. Or maybe you think, well, I'm such a failure, or nobody is going to like me. Why would anyone like me? I am such a nobody. Well, that's the inner critic. And so today's episode is how to kick your inner critic's butt. And this is a serious topic, something that I know affects many, many people. I have gone through this myself. I have I struggle sometimes with that inner critic. If I do something wrong or somebody else criticizes me, I'll automatically have this inner critic come out and say, you're a failure, you didn't do right, or you're nobody, or whatever. And I struggle with this too. So I know what it's like to have this inner critic. But I'm also a therapist, and I do help other people. Many people who come to see me in my office struggles with their inner critic, and I help them as well. And today, I want to help you. I want to help you learn how to kick your inner critic's butt. And it's not easy, especially if it's something that's been with you as long as you've been alive. A lot of times, this inner critic starts when you're a child. Maybe your mom or dad gets after you. And you start thinking, what's wrong with me? Why did I do this? Why is my mom and dad mad at me for this? And then you start developing this inner critic and kind of justifying, or it reassures you, well, this is why your mom or dad doesn't like you, because you're a nobody, because you're a failure, because you are a brat. And then we start to believe that as we're a kid, and then it just kind of develops over time, and as we grow older, so does our inner critic, and our inner critic then becomes a part of us. So every time we do something wrong, or we think we let someone down, that inner critic comes out and says, see, I told you, you shouldn't have done that, you're nobody. And then you start feeling shame, and you start blaming yourself, and then you have this very low opinion of who you are. And it's that negative thought cycle that goes around and around. It leaves you feeling discouraged and defeated. And then you end up becoming your worst enemy. And that's the inner critic. So living with negative thoughts and feelings can be very, very emotionally draining. And yet you do not have to live this way any longer. You don't have to be on that spinning cycle of every time you do something wrong, you start to blame yourself or justify why nobody likes you. You don't have to keep living that way. So let's don't. And so I want to teach you how exactly to kick your inner critic's butt. So don't call yourself names or tear yourself down. Okay, that's just kind of 101. Don't call yourself names or tear yourself down. Many people who are self-critical are just the opposite with others. So they're more critical with themselves, but less critical of other people. And I see this a lot. Many times people are more likely to let someone off the hook, kind of saying, well, maybe they didn't do this because they're having a rough day, or maybe they didn't do this because something happened, and so therefore, lets them off the hook. But you're completely the opposite when it comes to yourself. So you tend to get down on yourself. You might call yourself stupid, or you're a failure, or maybe convince yourself, why would anyone like me? So that's the inner critic. And you start tearing yourself down. And you tend to be very, very self-critical. And someone who is hypercritical of themselves tend to give other people the benefit of the doubt. Not always, but a lot of times. Some people are just critical in general. And that's a topic for a different day. But some people are just so critical of other people, they also are critical of themselves. Or there's people who are critical of other people, but not of themselves. And that's a different topic, more along the lines of narcissism. But today is the inner critic. I want to help you with that. And so some of the common thoughts of an inner critic are thoughts such as, I'm a loser, or I'm worthless, or I'm not good enough. No one likes me. I'm stupid. Why would anyone like me? It would be better for everyone if I were gone. Have you had thoughts like this? Have you had thoughts of just feeling like you're such a loser, such a failure, that nobody wants to be around you? Why should you even exist? You're just not good enough. You don't measure up to everybody else. And you tend to compare yourself with other people. Maybe you go to work. Maybe you go to school. Maybe you go to the grocery store. Maybe you go to the gym. Wherever you go, you can find somebody to point out all their good strengths and all their good qualities and why you don't have them. So we can tend to judge ourselves. And then that turns into negative thoughts and critical thoughts of ourselves, and it prevents us from doing anything positive. We can get in this cycle of we're down and depressed and sad and anxious and fearful and all these emotions that will tend to get you down and weigh you down and prevent you from living the life that you're supposed to be living. And if you are hypercritical of yourself, then you're going to feel defeated a lot. You know, people who are have an inner critic tend to isolate themselves or withdraw from just about everything and everyone. It's really easy to stay at home and tell yourself, well, no one likes me. I have no friends, so I might as well just stay home. And then that just leads to more negative thinking.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
And the negative thoughts often spiral out of control and can last for hours or days. That controls your behavior and attitude. And then that, if it controls your behavior and attitude, tends to affect other people in your life as well. And that's the inner critic cycle that a lot of people have. And if this has happened to you and you know that you have an inner critic, it's time to kick your inner critic's butt. Let's do this. So you have to learn what to do, and then you have to train your brain to do something different than you have been doing, and then you have to practice it often. It's just like anything. When you're learning something new, whether it's riding a bike or learning to swim or learning a new language, you have to know what you need to do. You have to retrain your brain, and then you have to practice often. It's the same thing when it comes to this. If you have had an inner critic for a long time, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy and happen overnight that all of a sudden you're going to start thinking more positive thoughts about yourself. It's going to take time. But you need to learn what you need to do. You have to retrain your brain, and then you have to practice it often. So it will be, at first, an internal battle between your inner critic and then what I call your inner coach. So you must fight against your inner critic and let your inner coach take over instead. And an inner coach is that encouraging voice in your head that refuses to listen to the negative talk of your inner critic. So the inner coach is the encouraging voice in your head that refuses to listen to the negative talk of the inner critic. So being more positive, when you start thinking negatively, your inner coach is to retrain that thought, that negative feeling, and make it a positive. So the first thing that you need to do when it comes to kicking your inner critic's butt is to identify your negative thoughts and feelings. Find out what it is. You might have to write it down, but let's say something happens. Maybe you made a mistake. You blew it. And you know what? We all do. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. We're human. But let's say with you who struggles with the inner critic syndrome, you do something wrong, you make a mistake, and maybe other people are mad at you and they're angry and they're upset. Well, identify your negative thoughts and feelings. So if you feel like you're a loser, if you feel like no one loves you or cares about you, write it down. So you have to identify those negative thoughts and feelings. Then you write them down. And so you know, you can see them. You get them out of your head and on a paper, and you can see them clearly when you write them down. And then you need to find that inner coach. So write down the evidence or the truth that counters your negative thoughts and feelings. So try this. On a piece of paper, draw a big T, the letter T, right down the middle of the paper. On the left side, write down your negative thoughts and your negative feelings. So everything, just make a bullet list. Write down, I feel like a loser, I'm ashamed of myself, I feel stupid, whatever. So on the left side, you're writing down all your negative thoughts and feelings. On the right side of that T, you'll write down the evidence or the truth that counters your negative thoughts and feelings. So if you say, you write down, let's say, no one likes me. Okay, that's your initial thought, negative thought. No one likes me. On the other side, the right side of this T chart, you write down the evidence, and that would be, well, my mom and dad like me. My spouse liked me. I do have friends. And then all of a sudden, you go from that very globalizing statement, no one likes me, to, well, there are people who like me. So you write down your negative thoughts and feelings on the left side. On the right side, write down all the evidence and truth that counters those negative thoughts and feelings. And then as the inner coach, you need to repeat the truth and turn them into positive statements. So repeat the truth and turn them into positive statements. So what is the truth? You have it written down there. People do love you. They do like you. Even though you make mistakes, they give you grace and your mercy. You write those down. And then turn them into positive statements. And that's something that you might take some work. But you have to say, you know what? I'm not stupid. I am intelligent. I just made a mistake. Big deal. Everyone makes them. I do have people who love me. I do have friends who care about me. And so repeat those positive statements to yourself. And then look at that list very often as you can, and maybe throughout the day. Maybe you have a letter, someone writes a very encouraging note to you. Keep those, put them in a box, and whenever you're feeling down or discouraged, you can kind of flip through them and see that people do care about you. And then look for that silver lining in everything. Look for the silver lining in everything. So there's always two sides of the coin. So when you have the inner critic, though, you tend to look at the bad side. But there's also the good side. So you have to choose to look for the silver lining in everything. So you can focus on the negative. Boy, I made that mistake. No one likes me. This is terrible. And then you go in that negative thought cycle. Or you can choose to look for that silver lining and be more positive about it. And maybe it's even you say, well, yeah, that was bad, but at least it wasn't this bad. So that's the silver lining. That's the more positive way to look at it. So to kick your inner critic's butt, you have to really find your inner coach and let your inner coach take over. So out with the negative and in with the positive. Out with the negative, in with the positive. And that takes a lot of work. So I want you to start believing the truth and stop focusing on the false critical thoughts. So I want to say that again. Start believing the truth and stop focusing on the false and critical thoughts. Catch yourself each time you have a critical thought about yourself. Choose to be more positive with yourself. Okay, so give yourself a break. Don't continue to cut yourself down. You just gotta stop. You gotta work at not being critical of yourself. It will take a lot of work. It will take a lot of patience with yourself. But I want you to stop beating yourself up and give yourself a break. Start believing the truth and stop focusing on the false critical thoughts. You have worth. You are unique. There's no one on the planet that will ever be just like you. You have a lot to offer. Your compassion is selfless. Your personality is fun. Your desire to help others is admirable. No one else can contribute to this world like you can. You are loved and you love others. You are special. You have purpose. You have meaning. You have worth. This should be statements of your inner coach. You are unique. No one on the planet will ever be just like you. You have a lot to offer, a lot more than you think you do. You have compassion, and that compassion is selfless. You have a fun personality. People want to be with you and hang out with you. Your desire to help others is awesome. You want to help other people. No one else can contribute to this world like you can. You have something special to offer. You have purpose. You have meaning. You have worth. Okay, that's your inner coach. That's what I want you to focus on. So choose to focus on the positive and start believing you have something valuable to offer others. Are you perfect? Of course not. No one's perfect. Are you wanted and needed? Yes. All of us have at least one person who wants and needs us. You're not alone, and you're not worthless. Don't let your inner critic tell you otherwise. You are special, okay? You are needed, and you are loved by somebody in this world. And you love others. You belong to this world. Now, the inner critic is going to tell you the opposite. Your inner critic is going to tell you that everybody else is better than you, that you are worthless, that you are a failure. Why should you even try to do anything good? It's going to want to try to get you down. But you have to kick your inner critic's butt, and you do that by saying no to the negative thoughts and yes to the positive thoughts of the inner coach. You can do this. So, like I said, it's going to take time. It's going to take patience. It's going to be hard. But you have to learn to turn that negative thought cycle and turn it into a positive. So you have to do what I call a cognitive pivot. So if you know what the negative thought cycle, and that starts with an event, the activating event, something that triggers the thought, and then the next is the thought itself, a statement that you're thinking, then that turns into a feeling, negative feeling of maybe anger and sad or anxiety or fear. And then that then leads to a negative behavior. The negative behavior leads to a negative outcome. And then typically then the negative outcome becomes a whole other activating event. And that cycle goes around and around and around again. So to stop that, to stop the negative thought cycle and the inner critic, is to, between the negative feeling and the negative behavior, between those two, learning to make what I call a cognitive pivot. And so when you catch yourself on this negative thought cycle, being self-critical, you have to say, wait a minute, stop, hold the presses. I've got to do something different. I have to start thinking differently. So go ahead and write down those negative thoughts and those negative feelings. Make that T-chart. On the right side, write down all the encouraging, positive, truthful statements, things that are facts, things that give you evidence otherwise to think differently. And then make the cognitive pivot. To make a change in your thinking and start thinking more positively and thinking that you can do this. You can work through whatever it is, whatever mistake you made, whatever predicament that you're in, you can work through it. You just have to control that inner critic. You have to allow the inner coach to come out instead, and give people around you, surround yourself with people who are encouraging. Don't be afraid to share your inner struggle, your inner critic, with somebody else and say, man, I just blew it. I said something I shouldn't have said. I did something I shouldn't have done. And I just blew it. And can I tell you what I did? Because I feel really bad about it. And so you tell that person, and then they can help you. They might be a coach to be more positive, encouraging you. So you don't have to do this alone. In fact, I would encourage you not to. So go to your spouse, go to your friend, go to a parent, go to somebody that you trust. If you're having a difficult time, go to them and just tell them that you're really having these thoughts that are negative because you did something that was wrong, or maybe you didn't do something that was wrong, but someone's mad at you. Maybe you made a mistake or whatever. Whatever it happened, you're starting to feel bad about yourself. Talk to someone about it. Get someone to encourage you verbally. And of course, if you don't have someone that you can talk to at that time, then work on the inner coach, as I talked about earlier. So it's time to kick your inner critic's butt. You don't have to live this way anymore. You can be more positive. You're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes, but you don't have to dwell and live in the misery of the negative thought cycle of your inner critic. You don't have to give in, and I hope you don't. I hope you really learn what it takes and what you need to do to start living a more positive life. Not a perfect life, because you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect, right? But when we make the mistake and when we do something that is wrong, how do you deal with it? And hopefully you'll learn to deal with it in a positive way instead of the negative way, and start learning to say no to the inner critic and yes to the inner coach. That is going to be vital. That is so important to help you live a victorious life, a life that's worth living, a life that is full of joy. And by the way, this is the green zone that I talk about so often. The green zone, there are three zones, red, blue, and green. And the green zone is the zone where there's peacefulness and happiness and positivity. The blue zone is anxiety, fear, depression. And then the red zone is anger and stress and negativity. So the goal is to help you live in that green zone. And if you have an inner critic and it comes out often, then you're probably, you're living either in the blue zone or the red zone. So bring out the inner coach and you will start living in the green zone. And that's where you need to be. That's the sweet spot of your life, if you will. So my encouragement to you, for those of you who tend to be more critical of yourself, kick your inner critic's butt by bringing out your inner coach. You can do this. I know you can. I believe in you. I want to encourage you. And I really appreciate you. So that's how you can start working on kicking your inner critic's butt. I hope you can do that. I hope this is encouraging to you. I really appreciate you listening. And if you've been listening for a while to my shows, I really appreciate you. If this is the first time, awesome. Glad to have you on my show listening. I hope you'll come back. I hope you'll maybe even subscribe if you're listening in iTunes and may possibly leave a review in iTunes. It'd be great. Much appreciated. Love to hear your feedback. If you have some thoughts or maybe you want me to talk about a specific topic, love to know that. So reach out to me on Twitter or you can go to my website at johncordray.com. Again, that's johncordray.com. Love to hear that from you. And any topics that you might have. Again, I appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day, a positive day. Bring out the inner coach and kick your inner critic's butt.
You have been listening to The John Cordray Show. Remember, your story isn't over yet. Together, we can break the stigma of mental health. Together, we can make a difference. Be sure to catch the next episode of The John Cordray Show. Until next time, stay in the green zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.